Blog Talk Radio.
This is an experience you'll never forget.
Angel in the night.
Put on your spiritual armor. As tonight on the Book of Lies, we will be discussing the unseen, the quiet entity that secretly at war with us. Join me in this spiritual warfare as we prepare for combat. Now this war will take place not on soil, but in the mind. So tap in, grab a hold, because as I attempt to stimulate your mind, you will be awakened as I broadcast to you from the night, from the light. Welcome
to the Book of Lies.
Close your eyes and open your ears.
Yes, and welcome to the Book of Lies. This is Noam. In today's episode, we'll be talking about the un-United States. We will get ourselves familiar with both sides of the aisle, the Republicans and the Democrats. It seems like no matter who's in office, the other side is being hypocritical about what they are talking about when it comes to the opposite side. And what I mean by that is, for example, let's talk about our current president. Ever since he has been elected into office, we all know, truthfully, that the Republicans mentioned, they said out of their own mouths, that they would do anything so that he won't get another 4 years. Now, this was the first year, the first couple months, actually, of Obama being elected. So when you ask yourself, what do they mean by they will do anything, so this president of the United States will only have a one-term candidacy. Now, if they say they'll do anything, I'm guessing that would include lies to the public, lie to people who are conservatives and those who are strictly Republicans. Personally, I am not a Democrat, nor am I a Republican. As of right now, I am independent, because when it comes to both parties, it seems that the Democrats will say and do anything to get votes. And the Republicans only care about corporations and big money. And if you deny either or, then you are actually lying to yourself. All you got to do is open your ears, open your eyes, and just listen to what both parties are saying when it comes to their own candidates. But we will continue this conversation after this brief message.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the Book of Lies. We appreciate you sharing your time with us, and we hope that your experience here will not only educate, but give you awareness of what is quietly happening all around the world. As we grow, we would like to expand as an organization. So, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, and become a part of the BOL family. Once again, we would like to say thank you thank you for listening to the Book of Lies.
Yes, welcome back to the Book of Lies. I am Noam, and I'm going to talk about a couple of topics today. First of all, I would like to talk about how we have heard, and if you have not heard, about the new scandal that has to do with Hillary Clinton and her emails. After listening to Fox and MSNBC and CNN and a couple other media outlets, I've seen how they try to focus mainly on the emails and the scandal itself, which I totally understand why one side, of course, MSNBC, would defend Hillary Clinton, which is not obvious. Well, it is obvious. And then Fox News will attack Hillary Clinton, and that's also obvious. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter who's in office or who's within that circle, that community in that circle. It seems like whenever they get into office, they just do whatever it is that they do. If we counted all the laws that Republicans have broken while he was in office and all the laws that the Democrats have broken while they were in office, we would probably use a whole city, you know, count them all on one finger or call them all the fingers of an entire city. But what I'm saying is it's just so much hypocritical back and forth going on when it comes to Republicans and Democrats. What do you think? Do you think Hillary Clinton should be charged with breaking the law? Do you think she's going to get away with this email scandal? I mean, it's obvious that she has broke the law. And I don't care if it's Hillary Clinton. I don't care if it's George Bush. I don't care if it's Jeb Bush. I don't care if it's Barack Obama. Now, I'm a law-abiding citizen. Well, I try to, that is. And if I do anything wrong or break any laws, you know there'll be a price to pay, a huge price to pay, no matter how minute that situation may be. And it seems like it doesn't matter. They bring up all this hoopla. They bring up all this hoopla about this situation, about these emails. And at the end of the day, it's nothing but press. It's nothing but news. Their goal is to get viewers. It doesn't matter if it's in her favor or if it's not in her favor. And let me bring something to y'all's attention. I believe that this information is now coming out into the forefront early to put Hillary Clinton's name into the mass media. More like a, you know, this is a plan to get people familiar with hearing Hillary Clinton this, Hillary Clinton that. It's like a commotion. Because as long as people look at Hillary Clinton, listen to Hillary Clinton, they will be avoiding the other Democratic Party members who will be running for president of the United States and eventually she'll be, you know, talked about more than even the Republican candidates. Because as of now, it seems like there's no one who's going to end up winning this election but Hillary Clinton, the way things are looking. Because we look on the Republican side, and I have looked and I have listened to a lot of the candidates speak. They're decent people. I can't say they're not. But at the end of the day, they all sound the same, using the same sound bites. They're using the same sound bites, one after another. Barack Obama this, Barack Obama that, Barack Obama this, Barack Obama that, Barack Obama this, Barack Obama that. And once in a while, you'll hear Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton this, Hillary Clinton that, Hillary Clinton this, Hillary Clinton that. Come on, change up the game. Stop talking about the same old, same old. I mean, are they all reading from the same script or what? I couldn't tell you. But it seems like the talking points need to mature to get the right audience. See, you got to remember, Democrats will always be a Democrat. They already got that base. And the Republicans will always be a Republican. They already got that base. The ideal of running for president of the United States is to convert those individuals who are undecided, who are undecided. And it's hard to pick those individuals if these individuals are listening to you speak about what you say you're going to do, what you don't like about this country, or what you don't like about what this president has done for this country. And then when they look at what the president has done for the country, it outweighs a lot of the negative talk that they have. Because if you think about it, the Republicans, they can say whatever it is they want to say. But it's always this little itty bitty information, a folder where probably 6 or 7 pieces of paper where they only have to say about this president. They stick on the same subjects all day, all night. The same subjects all day and all night. And I bet you before they go to bed at night, they're going to need praying for some fresh meat. Because over and over and over again, you hear them say Barack Obama and the Democrats. Now, let's talk about the Democrats. They seem to be defending everything that the Democrats are doing right now, especially when it comes to the White House. They talk about Eric Holder. They're talking about, of course, Hillary Clinton. There's nothing that Barack Obama can do that's good. I mean, if Barack Obama scratches his butt with his left hand, the Republican says he should scratch it with his right. See, the problem is they're not united. The United States of America, the people are supposed to be united. But how can we be united if our own government is bickering back and forth every single day?
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Book of Lies. We appreciate you sharing your time with us, and we hope that your experience here will not only educate, but give you awareness of what is quietly happening all around the world. As we grow, we would like to expand as an organization. So, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend and become a part of the BOL family. Once again, we would like to say thank you. Thank you for listening to the Book of Lies.
Yes, and welcome back to the Book of Lies. I am known. Well, it seems like, according to NBC News, that 60% of the Americans, according to the NBC WSJ poll, nearly 60% is looking for change in the 16 election. But when they get it, that's the headline. Hope and Change back in 2008 was a huge slogan that was used all the time, according to our pregnancy, the race. In 2008, and when they said hope and change, it dealt with, you know, the economic crisis, it dealt with how America works, and it also dealt with, for the first time in American history, actual history, they have an African American who was elected in office, or who would have been elected in office, or who would be elected in office. But according to history, it states he may be the second, but we'll talk about that on another episode. But this hope and change, will we get it? or we continue to get the same thing we have got before. The same thing from the same family, from the same parties, who bicker back and forth every single day, 365 days out of the year, 24 hours, 7 days a week, bickering back and forth, talking about one another, bashing one another, getting the Republicans who are American citizens that are Republicans to dislike the Democrats and vice versa. But when it's Thanksgiving, they all sit around the round table, carving their turkey, eating their meals, drinking their expensive wine, drinking their expensive liquor, laughing and giggling and enjoying lives in their $100 million homes. Depends on which house they pick for that day or that week. You know, there's nothing wrong with having money. There's nothing wrong with being rich, and there's nothing wrong with being wealthy. We all would like to have that one day in our lives. But it's hard to when there's so much control over how much money we make, what is considered to be minimum wage, what's considered to be fair, what's considered to be good insurance. I mean, the American people, we tend to just say, you know, forget it. I mean, I have something to say, or I might complain about this, or I may complain about that, but still, I'm American, and I'm free, and my children are free, and my kids are getting this education, some education better than others, you know. But at the end of the day, not many people are really happy with the way America is going these days, even if it's over in other countries or if it's here abroad. And I think I know why. I think I have an answer for that. When I was younger, my father used to tell me all the time, as long as you feed a pit bull, you can slap that pit bull around all day, all day long, as long as you feed that pit bull. But if you stop feeding that pit bull, say for a week, slap that pit bull and see what reaction you will get.
Hallelujah.
Now back to slapping the pit bull. Now you may wonder what or why or how do this compare to America? Well, as long as we are able to feed ourselves, as long as we are able to feed our children, we will complain about all the other necessities, but we'll be satisfied, if that makes sense. If you walk out the door, you'll see convenience stores. When you walk outside, you'll see restaurants. When you walk outside, you'll see grocery stores. Everywhere you look, you have the option to feed yourself and your family. But just imagine, if you can, just for a second, if there wasn't food in those supermarkets and there was hardly any food in the restaurants, or if there was hardly any food in the convenience stores, do you think you'll start feeling kind of iffy about your surroundings or about your government? Would you think you'd be feeling skeptical about your government because your government is not feeding you? See, that's how reliable a lot of people are when it comes to the government, when it comes to the grid, when it comes to the system. Me personally, me and my wife, every year, one weekend out of every year, we teach them how to survive if, for example, the world would go black. We teach them not to be 100% dependent on the system, because they have to learn how to hunt. They have to learn how to fish. They have to learn how to get their prey. running cuffs, running, kill the deer, learn how to bet, get rid of all the bad meat, and keep the healthy meat, and how to cook that good meat. We teach our children this simply because if you used to McDonald's, if you used to Subway, that you used to White House, that you used to Ponderosa, they are too used to Red Lobster. You know what I'm saying? They are too used to Myers. They are too used to Kroger's. They are too used to Walmart's. It seems like everything is just so simple. It's because the government provides. So as long as the government provides, they can slap us all day long. They can slap us up, down, around town, no matter what. They can raise the gas price. They can raise our electric bills. They can drop our electric bills. They can drop their gas bills. They can raise our gas bills. They can raise the price of food. But all this complaining about why are we the way we are is because we're being satisfied. We're being satisfied. Well, we are satisfied. We are willing to accept this abuse. Now, again, don't get me wrong in the world as of today. But things sure in the hell could be a whole lot better. Here in the United States, where a veteran can go across seas, risk their life, come back home because of the tragic events that they have witnessed, that he was unprepared for, lose their minds, depend on alcohol, depend on drugs, and then we just leave them outside to be homeless. There's too many of them out there, more than you can count. And still, here in the United States, we wake up every morning, we clock in, we clock out, and we go on with our very own lives. Who cares? What does it have to do with me?
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Book of Lies. We appreciate you sharing your time with us, and we hope that your experience here will not only educate, but give you awareness of what is quietly happening all around the world. As we grow, we would like to expand as an organization. So tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And become a part of the BOL family. Once again, we would like to say thank you. Thank you for listening to the Book of Lies.
So you know, every Tuesday morning, 1 a.m., I will be hosting the show, The United States. That'll be every Tuesday morning at 1 o'clock a.m. And the call-in number will be 929-477-1856. Again, the call-in number will be 929-477-1856. If you are listening and you would like to participate in the show, or if you have any questions or would like to comment on the show, or if you have your own opinion, I am open. I am welcome. I don't care what party you represent. That's not why I'm doing this. I am doing this. I believe that we have to open up. We have to open up and start recognizing each fault. For example, if you're a Democrat, stop blaming or stop pointing your finger at the Republicans. Let them deal with the mess. Point your finger at yourself and point your fingers at the Democratic Party and what they can be doing better. Republicans, same. Stop pointing your fingers at the Democratic Party. Stop blaming them or criticizing their works when you need to point your finger at yourself and criticizing and pointing at your party and figuring out what it is that they have to do better. Because over the last few weeks, I have listened to a lot of, talk shows and watched a lot of videos and, all this stuff and read a lot of papers. And it seems like at the end of the day, more and more Republicans are now, and I'm going to give credit where credit is due, is now starting to backlash against their own party, asking them why aren't they doing what they are supposed to do. And the thing is, if you want a Republican Party in the office, I'm going to tell you one thing. You better fix who they're catering to. You better fix who they're catering to, because they can say anything they want to appease their people. They can say anything they want just to get them happy because of the contributors or contributing the money. They don't want to lose ties to that. But if you want new voters, you want voters to be persuaded over to the Republican now, you need to start thinking more about country first. More about country first. Republicans, you have a chance right now. This is your chance to get a Republican president into office, a good, respectful Republican in the office. Romney, from 12 years ago, great businessman, yes. He got what he got from being a great businessman. But he lied through his teeth. His name should not have been Mitt Romney. His name should have been Pinocchio. Pinocchio. Because he just could not stop lying. And then once he got caught lying, he would tilt his head to the left and give that great smile. I would like to say this will be it for today's show. I hope that you join me next time on Tuesday morning, 1 o'clock a.m., and share your opinion, share your voice, because I'm not going to stop talking. I'm not going to stop talking about this situation until it's all taken care of. Good day.
Hallelujah.